This week is a special week because of what happened way back in 1863. I've been reading a proclamation this morning, and I want to share some of it with you as we continue to chase greatness this week. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the podcast here. Fired up that it's Thanksgiving week, and I was reading back this morning from October 3rd, 1863. Abraham Lincoln makes this proclamation. Here's what he says. I think this is so appropriate, even to today, if you think about it this way. He said, "The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with blessings." And as you look back on your year, I hope you've had some blessings this year and you're aware of those. I know you've had some. I just hope you've been aware of them. Abraham Lincoln, he was a really important president in our country. Obviously, nobody would argue with that. I mean, the guy, so much change, so much good stuff happened under his leadership, took us through a civil war, got us to a better place. But his maybe one of the things that was really important in his presidency we don't talk about a lot is he just thought gratitude was so important. He makes in his proclamation a couple other statements. I want to read them to you. He says, they are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. I love that Abraham Lincoln, in the midst of trying to run the country, trying to unify a broken people, all kind of stuff, he still, and I've heard a quote of his before where he said he was just so overwhelmed by the burden of the day that he got on his knees every day and he cried out to God. I love this statement he makes here that these are gracious gifts of the Most High God, that while dealing with us in anger, God has every reason to be angry with us, doesn't he? I mean, we're just such a mess. I'm a mess. And yet, nevertheless, he remembered mercy and has offered us an opportunity to have forgiveness, which is really cool. We don't talk about that very much here, but we are talking about how to have a healthy soul this week. On the weekend, we read the verse, "What does it profit someone if they gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" And we are chasing greatness. We're trying to reach our potential. We're trying to, you know, earn more and help more and serve more and do all kind of more. But if we do all those things and we miss the meaning of what it means to be a servant leader, that it's really not about us. It's about how can we help someone else. And it's about, really, as Lincoln said, it's about being grateful to God for giving us this life. Here's what he says in that last thing here from his proclamation. He said, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands." I mean, we don't talk like that anymore. He said, "to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." It's a day of praise to God. And so as you go into Thanksgiving week this week, what are you thankful for? Are you grateful? We said yesterday that gratefulness, even some studies show, it can help our sleep improve by 25% when we're grateful. We live longer. We're healthier. All kind of great things happen when we're grateful. And yet, as you think about this, are there places in your life where you're just taking for granted your life, you're taking for granted your health, your family, your job, all these things, or maybe you're even complaining about some of those things. You're not only thankful for them, you're complaining about some of the best things you have in your life. And I think it's so easy to lose perspective when we get busy, when we get, you know, we feel like we're important, all kind of stuff going on. We're really not that important. We really are a mess, like we said. And we do need to remember that life is a gift. And so I just would, as I'm thinking through my life this week, I hope you'll think through yours, but I'm thinking through mine. I just want to remind myself the source of everything is God. He's the one who created you. There's greatness in you. The Bible says that you're made in God's image. You may not want to hear that or may not believe that, but how amazing is it that the image of God, you're a bearer of the image of God. He wants to be in your life and alive in your life. And I hope you'll think about that. Well, I'm thinking about some things I'm thankful for. I am thankful for my faith. I am thankful that there is a God, and I know that he's God and I'm not God, and that in the midst of my mess, I can place my faith in him, my trust in him. I hope you'll give some thought to that at a soul level. As we said, our mental health, our emotional health, our soul health, our spiritual health, all those things, they can be so sidetracked if we're not careful and we don't really understand, you know, what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it. And And there are some things that are hard. And so one of the things I'm grateful for is my faith. I'm grateful for my family, especially my wife. I think about my wife. We've been married now over 35 years. It's been so amazing. And it was on Thanksgiving Day back in 1986. I guess this will be 36 years ago, where I got down on my knee and I asked for her hand in marriage. And it's just been such a fun ride. It's been an up and down journey. Been so many challenges. I'm thankful for challenges. It's as I think back on some of those challenges in marriage, that's made us stronger. It's made me love her more, that she would somehow maybe she's delusional, I don't know, but she's stuck with me this long, so that's kind of cool, and I'm thankful for that. She's made me so much better, and I'm really grateful for that. Who are you thankful for in your family? I'm thankful for my four daughters and their husbands, and those girls. They just, man, they're so important to me. I love them so much. So grateful for them. So grateful for those guys that they married, and that they're now taking care of them. And actually, they're off my payroll, which is really good at this point. Got those little grandkids coming, and it's fun. We've got four of those. I'm grateful for those grandchildren. I'm grateful for my mom and my brother and my sister. As you think about your family, who are you grateful for? Or have you gotten to a point where you're just kind of complaining about my family? I don't like this. I don't like that. And my family will tell you, I'm a challenge. I'm not easy, and they're not easy either. And you don't have easy people to live with. It is the place in your life where it's hardest sometimes, but it can be so good. We need to be thankful that we get to live in a home with some people who can love us, flaws and all. I'm thankful for my friends. I have so many friends I'm thankful for, that I would not be where I am were it not for my friends and the value they place in my life. Do you have a friend right now that you're really thankful for? I hope you've got community around your life, some people that you're doing life with, some people that you'll maybe even get around the table with this week that you'll have a chance to hang out with. I'm thankful for my team. We wouldn't be accomplishing near what we are if it weren't for my team. I say it all the time. I'm the bottleneck of you know, what's going on here. I get in the way all the time. But my team, thankfully, they increase the capacity. They make things better, and I'm really grateful for them. As you think about your team, who are you thankful for? What have they done this year? What have been the blessings this year that wouldn't have happened had it not been for the people around you? And maybe even your work. I'm thankful for meaningful work. It's so fun to get to encourage leaders and invest in them and help organizations chase high performance. And so many great partners there that we've had a chance to help through the years. But they've helped us as well. It's been so awesome. We've won because we've been helping others win, which was so fun. What kind of work are you doing? Are you thankful for your work, or is it just work? I have to do this. I got to do this. Or do you get to do something? Are you passionate about it? And I hope so. I really do. I think it's important. And then challenges. I mentioned a moment ago, but sometimes our challenges make us better. I hope you've got some challenges in your life that you look at with the perspective of, these things have made me more resilient. They made me better. Let's don't forget to be thankful for our challenges. And then lastly, I mean, we could go on and on. We could never make a list of all the things we should be thankful for. But are you thankful for your dreams? Do you have a dream? We talked about that last couple of weeks ago. We've been doing this Blueprint Boot Camp here. This is another piece of it today, that we would have a life and a heart of gratitude. We would really be grateful for the things that we do dream about. And I hope you have some dreams on your horizon, some things that you're planning on doing. The question I've been asking is, what do you want to be different a year from now? Something that's not true today that you want to be true a year from today. I know that can happen, but it won't happen unless we dream. We have vision for that. It's amazing. God gave us this life, gave us a chance to live. You're in the situation you're in. Some of it probably we brought on ourselves, and if some of the challenges we brought on ourselves. But all the good stuff, all the gift of life, the gift of family, the gift of faith, the gift of friends, our teams, our work, even our challenges, God is able to take those things and make us better if we have the right perspective. And then our dreams that He puts in our heart. Don't lose sight of that this week. We're going a little bit on our soul this week. It's not just work and family and life. It really is what's going on the inside this week. I think that's going to lead to a better outside as you go into this next year. So today, I hope you will take some time. You will think through, what's the source of your strength, your life, your health, your resources, your provision, all those things. You have breath every morning to get out of bed. I think it's a gift from God. I hope you'll give some thought to that. And then go back to your family and recalibrate maybe your thinking. If you've been, you know, you've got some relationships that are in strife there, I hope you'll You'll do maybe even some fence mending this week. You'll get a chance to see some people maybe you don't see a lot. Hug some necks and tell people how much you love them and how much you appreciate them. And if you've got a friend you need to call, thank them for what they've done, your team, your work, all that stuff. Let's make sure that we live grateful lives. We'll sleep better. I think we'll be a lot better during the daytime too if we have a grateful heart. And I think we're really going to be positioned to have greater influence if we live a life of gratitude. All right. I hope you'll share with somebody. Maybe that person that means something to you, you'll just encourage them and say, hey, I'm grateful for you. I want you to listen to this. And just was reminded of you as I heard this today and might be an encouragement to them as well. Love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Chasing Greatness.